This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Here's a sad story. Parents these days aren't singing lullabies to put their kids to sleep. Researchers at the University of Montreal say that could be a bad thing. Studies prove lullabies make infants calmer, and children that are sung to have a better chance of later educational success and emotional well-being. Well, I think that might depend on who's doing the singing. New study, 8 in 10 millionaires in this country reached that milestone through participating in their company's 401k. So it's not the flashy job, the huge contract, or wealthy family. They say the secret is consistent savings over time. New word out that we spend 42% of our waking hours staring at screens. If you live to the average life expectancy of 78, you'll spend the equivalent of 7,956 days, or just under 22 years, with your face in a screen. By the way, 3 out of 4 say they know they spend too much time staring at screens, but it's sure not stopping us. By the way, TV, still the most common type of screen we stare at, followed by phones and laptops. I'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Do you wash your hats, gloves, and scarves? You might want to start. Researchers at the University of Virginia tell us viruses can survive outside of your body for weeks, and all sorts of yucky germs are living and lurking in your winter accessories. Yeah, just think of all the things you touch wearing those gloves. And your scarf touches your face, hair, mouth. Yeah, time to start washing them. More and more people are adding smart speakers to their homes. The survey just found 26% say they want their smart speakers to eventually hold a conversation with them. No. A lot of talk about self-driving cars in the past. Well, BMW has now stepped up and created a self-driving motorcycle. It can start, slow down, turn, and stop by itself. Looks like a normal BMW bike, except for a big radio antenna on the back, which allows a user to move it around like a full-sized remote control vehicle. Now, wait a minute. Aren't motorcycles supposed to be fun to drive? Isn't that why people own them? Seems like a self-driving motorcycle is kind of boring. Did you hear about Troy Good, who recently moved into a new apartment and agreed to look after his 18-year-old daughter's cats while she's away at school? But he didn't realize it wasn't a pet-friendly building. So he ended up renting another studio apartment nearby for $1,500 a month just for the cats. Landlord says other than stinking up the place, the cats are great tenants. Yeah. And it's a new year, so maybe you have a new hobby. Average person can only stick with one for about 16 months, according to a new survey. But during that time, we spend a lot on the hobby, average of $950 on gardening, $800 on cooking, $450 on crafts, and then work, family responsibilities, and boredom get in the way. I've had a number of miniature model railroads over the years, and I have to say this data is true. South Haven Public Schools Foundation will benefit from a major fundraising event called 1875 Give Back, as Three Blondes Brewing and Vanderzee Motorplex have donated a 2019 Kawasaki Mule that's being raffled off on March 17th. Tickets are just $20. At the Motorplex, Wolverine Hardware, all foundation members, and Three Blondes. Tickets are tax deductible, raffle license number 50647. Again, the giveaway will take place on March 17th. Call 637-8788 for all the details. Knucklehead news out of the state of Indiana. where a woman led police on a high-speed chase with speeds approaching 100 miles an hour. And as she was fleeing, she was allegedly throwing women's underwear out of her car window. She was eventually charged with resisting arrest, reckless driving, theft. Sounds like a whole laundry list of charges. Her lawyers are expected to file briefs in the case this week. Ba-dum-bum. You see something I should buzz about, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Leave a message on our social media pages, Twitter or Facebook. Daily Buzz podcast are at iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, WCSY.com, our website, Facebook too. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul A. and Decker will buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.